Matt Williams here with the KRGI Sports Network, and joining me is Huskerland Prep publisher entering year 28. It's Bob Jensen from Central City. Thanks for joining us, Bob. The season finally here when we talk high school football. Your magazine is out, so full of previews from side to side, top to bottom, all classes, and I know you're about ready for the season to start as well.
Yeah, I think I speak for everybody, Matt. But first of all, thanks for having me on. It's always awesome to be on with you and chat it up with your listeners and whatnot. It's go time. I mean, we've had a long off season, and now we're tantalizingly close to opening day. So let's get going.
Jeff Tomlin at Grand Island is going into year 15 for the Islanders. Last year, 6-4, lost in the playoffs to their rival, the Kearney High Bearcats. What do they have coming back? What do you know about the Islanders? They always seem like they're able to find themselves into the playoffs year in and year out.
Yeah, and again, a lot of that speaks to the strength of the program. Year in and year out, there are very few programs in the state, frankly, that max out their potential the way Grand Island does. That doesn't mean that they're going to win state. It doesn't mean they're going to win their district. But usually you're going to get everything a Jeff Tomlin team has got to give, and that just, frankly, that's Jeff's character. That's how he carries himself, and it carries over to his football team. They have a few starters back. I think they have something like 4 on offense, 5 on defense, somewhere in that realm. When you go up and down the Grand Island roster, you're going to see good football players. You're going to see tough kids that will sell out. Maybe not a lot of superstars, but when you add it all up, Grand Island will wind up playing winning football.
Moving on to Class B, when it comes to our Grand Island area teams, Northwest, Kevin Stein, he is excited for this season, particularly because he's got a lot of pieces back, especially at quarterback and Carter Terry.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I've said this a couple times now. This is the window for Northwest. Kevin is a real good coach. He's got a real good staff. They've had their moments. This could be a special season. I really believe that. They've got a lot of experience. They've got a lot of skilled players, and they've got good size in the line. And yeah, the Carter's an outstanding quarterback. He threw for a couple thousand yards last year. Really just starting to probably hit his stride. He's got a couple big wide receivers. And again, there's experience and some toughness in the line. And it isn't like they're going to go from 0 to 60, Matt. I mean, they were 5-5 last year and made playoffs and whatnot. But this is a team that I really feel like is on the cusp of something really outstanding. And, if you want to tell me that they win 6-7 games this season, make the playoffs again, I think that would I don't know that they can win their district. I still think York is a pretty solid favorite, but I do think Northwest is a top 10 team.
I always say this as a Northwest alum of 2005. I was born in 1987, and I've never seen Northwest win a playoff game before. I would like to hope for the first time in nearly 31 years that this would be the year.
Well, it sure looks like it, Matt. I mean, really, they've got – and, I was there at a camp here a couple weeks ago. There was a great vibe around those kids. High school kids aren't very good at hiding things, okay? And you can just tell. They're a confident group, and they feel real good about where they're at. And I think they have every reason to feel that way.
Talking high school football with Huskerland Prep publisher Bob Jensen. Let's touch base on the Aurora Huskies. They miss some key parts from last year, of course. The majority of the year, they were without Austin Allen. He's in Lincoln now, but they have several pieces back as well from an 8-3 season under Kyle Peterson.
Well, here's the deal with Aurora. As the old saying goes, it's Aurora, okay? Because they have virtually no returning starters back. I think they've got 1 on defense. They got 2 or 3 on offense. But the bottom line is they're athletic, and they're well coached. Kyle has been a part of the program for a long time, maybe 15 years, something like that. He's a smart guy. He's a good guy. And, Aurora's just used to winning. And they're going to find a way to win. Again, you're not talking about a bunch of big names like, Aurora in the last decade has had just one one after another team filled with some pretty good star power for high school. I don't know that this is that kind of team, but the Shireman kid, Baylor at quarterback, you know, he's going to step in there, and I think he's got a chance to make some things happen. And frankly, at Aurora, they've got some people that maybe weren't starters but have played, and they're just going to get their chance. I think it'll come together later than it might earlier for Aurora. But they'll be a factor for certain in their district race.
As we talk Class B, Bob, it always seems like, you know, it's going to be kind of the same script this year. Who's going to try to beat Elkhorn South, maybe Omaha Scut? But then when you get out of the Omaha metro area and you move farther west, there could be some real slugfest. McCook, Aurora, McCook, York, Aurora, Scotts Bluff, Scotts Bluff, McCook. I mean, this year could set up as another fun one when it comes to Class B as a whole.
Oh, without a doubt. You hit some high notes there, Matt. I mean, Elkhorn South, I'll be perfectly honest. I was ready to rank McCook number one. We rank him second. I was ready to rank him number one until I got wind of some over-the-summer transfers that Elkhorn South got. The one place, they've got a lot of great players, and most everybody that follows the game knows about Moses Bryant. He's going to be a four-time All-Stater. He's going to be a Division I running back in college, that kind of thing. But where they maybe needed somebody was a quarterback. Well, first of all, they've got a kid by the name of Cole Hannafin. He's about 6'4", 240, and he couldn't beat out the two-time All-Stater that was ahead of him. But he's a senior, and he's going to be their starter. But they also got two transfers, two starting quarterbacks, one from Norris and one from Ralston, to transfer in. They're going to be part of the skill set, that kind of thing. Elkhorn South's got York on opening night, and that's going to be a challenge. You know, York has certainly got some high-profile players on its roster. But you've got to go with Elkhorn South as the favorite. McCook. And then the team out west, Scotts Bluff. Scotts Bluff is a team that has got some tremendous underclassmen, and people who are Husker fans know about – well, they now know about Garrett Nelson. Garrett Nelson, a tight end, defensive end, who is going to be a junior, and he committed to Nebraska over the summer after attending Husker camp. So, but he's just part of it. They've got a bunch of really good young players, and so and they're, you know, juniors, even sophomores. And so Scotts Bluff is definitely going to be part of the mix. And when you consider I just see Northwest being a really good team. Aurora is Aurora, and York, you know, under Glenn Snodgrass, has established itself as a gold standard program. Those are all really good teams. And then, you know, the Queen Bee out west is McCook. And I don't know. I think McCook's got a chance to be really, really good. Zach Schlager, their linebacker, he plays quarterback, whatever, okay? The guy is a linebacker, and he is a tremendous linebacker. He's going to Colorado State on full ride. They've got some big, talented linemen. That's going to be, for my money, it's going to be the best line in Class B. And I think McCook has got every reason to believe it can win state this year.
Yeah, you mentioned that line. When you got about 6'6", 285, Hunter Hayes coming down your neck, that's a little bit of a load, along with Caleb Taylor and Justin Barenberg. Those boys, those three alone, are going to be a load for anybody that plays McCook. You mentioned as well as Zach Schlager, and he'll have some help too with Jeff's boy and DJ Gross for sure. As, of course, the season opens up with McCook and Aurora, and I always ask you, especially when it's not too far down the road, you might have to do a little detour, if I'm not mistaken, around 14 to get to Aurora, but is that on the list of to attend out of the gate?
Oh, Matt, opening night is just loaded. Opening night is just loaded, and it's definitely on my radar. I mean, it couldn't not be. Again, it's like you say, I live in Central City. It's a 20-minute drive to Stadium down in Aurora, and I love going to Aurora. The people are always so good. It's a great setting for football, and that's one thing that Aurora and McCook share in a way that. Everybody in our state likes football. I think you'd agree with that. But there are just some places where the passion is so obvious. And Aurora is one of them. McCook is also one of them. And that's a great way to start the season, having two traditional rivals like that. I just think McCook's got it over Aurora, maybe pretty good in this opener. We'll see what happens. But McCook is really good. And McCook has been knocking on the door here with these state semifinal appearances. And after last year's heartbreak against Elkhorn South, the football gods surely owe the Bison something. So we'll see if they get to cash that in.
Year 28 for Huskerland Prep publisher Bob Jensen. Let's move on and touch base on Grand Island Central Catholic. It was a rough year last year at 1-8, but they were in a lot of ball games, you know, late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter. They slipped away from them. But now they're under the helm of Tim Dvorak. He comes back, Bob.
Yeah, that's great for Tim. I mean, you know, come back, kind of run his program and whatnot. They got a little experience coming back, and Jonah Bales is a real good player. You need somebody that you can turn to in a tight spot. And Jonah's just a tough kid. He's somebody that opposing coaches have a lot of respect for. And there's no reason to doubt that he won't be an exceptional player again this year. When you go 1-8, obviously things did not go your way. But new coach, new enthusiasm, and again, somebody that 100% stands or understands the school and its culture and what the program is all about. That's going to help. You just can't help but feel like Central Catholic's not going to be a better team. But it is also true that that is a loaded district. Now, everybody's got a tough schedule. Everybody plays the toughest schedule in the history of organized sports. But I think it's the C16. Top to bottom, I mean, there's just a lot of good programs. And, winning will not come easily to Central Catholic this year, but I would surely expect them to have an improved record.
Talking high school football with Bob Jensen, getting ready, of course, for August 25th, the first full night. There will be a handful of games, I believe, on the 24th, but we'll be a full swing next weekend for high school football. Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. Let's talk about St. Paul. They're one of those feel-good stories. They go from no wins to here come the Wildcats. They knocked off Hershey on the road in the first round of the playoffs. Didn't go so well when they returned home in the second round of the C2 playoffs, but Rusty Fuller's got the boys in St. Paul playing some good ball, and they're excited for this season as they return a lot from a year ago.
They do, and they have a fascinating mix of players. Here's the deal. First of all, you need to understand, everybody needs to understand, we're talking about a program that's never played in a state final. I'm pretty sure it's never played even in a state semifinal. I could be wrong about that, but the point is that postseason success, extended postseason success, is something that St. Paul has not necessarily enjoyed a lot of. But it is also a fact that here's a team last year that really played good football. And, it came district championship night. They ended up beating Central City 35-0 in a game that I think people thought was probably going to come down to the last few minutes of the fourth quarter. It's a team that's loaded. That senior class is really good. They've got and the thing I like about St. Paul, Matt, is they have got talent at every level. They've, the skill players, the line, defensive line, linebackers, defensive backs, they're just deep and they're athletic. And it's the kind of team, God forbid, we don't want anybody hurt. But here is a team that, has the depth to sustain stuff like that. And, as the season goes along, that will become probably increasingly important. And then the wild card in this deal, and, we're talking about C2. We're not talking about D2. We're not talking about six-man. We're talking about C2 at the top end of C2. They have a freshman class that could make an immediate impact, and that just does not happen very often. And it's a group that also could help along both lines, which is even more rare. And I don't know. I just think there's a great combination. And, again, here's a group of kids that are really confident. They're really feeling it. They feel like they've got a chance to make some, they made some really good things happen last year. They can make great things happen this year. And I certainly think, when I think of St. Paul, I think of the semifinals, maybe at a minimum.
St. Paul, of course, last year finishing at 8-3. And this year, every St. Paul football game will be on Country 96, part of the KRGI Sports Network. One more team we need to touch base on here close to home when it comes to Husker Highway and the Heartland Lutheran Red Hornets in six man, that's always tough, especially when they're right in the middle of the state and you look about all these good six-man teams that are around them.
Well, that's true, but, man, I tell you what, you talk about feel-good stories. I was so happy for those kids last year. Boys that have gone through the Heartland Lutheran football program for the last, I don't know, what is it, 15 years, they've learned to deal with the idea that there's just not going to be a lot of winning. And right or wrong, that's just been how it is. Well, last year, they broke even. They won four games. And Coach Preston Gailey, he's got that program is tracking in the right direction. It's one of those deals where you're right. I mean, the entire makeup of six-man is changing because you're not only do you have the traditional six-man powers, the Riversides and Silver Lakes and so on and so forth. You got a team like Harvard who drops down and establishes itself as a semifinal team, and there has been a steady influx of former eight-man teams into the six-man ranks, and it's tough. It's a tough class. You got to play some good football if you're going to win, especially at the top end of six-man. And Heartland Lutheran does not have the depth it had last year. It also doesn't have Jacob Simonson. But I would imagine, just based on momentum and just how the team worked this summer, according to Preston, they're going to be competitive. I don't know. 4-4 might be a stretch, but it's a different kind of football program than it was 3 years ago. I can assure you that.
Well, I got a little ways to catch you. I've only been doing full-time radio for 10 years. You've been doing this for 28, and as I always tell you, time flies when you're having fun, but we appreciate all the time and efforts, the travel, the writing, the typing, your website, and, of course, your magazine, Huskerland Prep. Bob, tell everybody how they can get a copy of that magazine as you've got your first one out right now.
Yeah, right on. Thanks a lot for that, Matt. We do. We publish a preseason magazine. It's been around for a while. It's got a pretty comprehensive look at the state of Nebraska high school football. And then we also publish weekly during the season all the way through the postseason. And if a person is interested in ordering either the magazine or our full subscription, which would look great in anybody's den, there's my ad, they can call us at 800-323-3929, and we'll get the magazine straight out, and in just a few days we'll be playing real football, which I think we're all looking forward to.
28 years publisher and editor for Huskerland Prep, Bob Jensen from Central City, joining us, talking all things football in Central Nebraska for all classes and teams that we will be covering here on the KRGI Sports Network. If you want to listen to this interview again, feel free to visit the sports tab at KRGI.com.